What were you discussing in the hallway as you left L7? What were you disputing while you were on the plaza? What were you arguing about on your way here to prayer? You have been arguing about who is the greatest, not just in these last days before the final exam, but also since the beginning, comparing your 97% with your classmates' 95, noting that you missed just that half a point on that last quiz, saying aloud that you were in awe of that perfect midterm, while coveting that own score in your heart. Your arguments as well have not just been over Greek, nor have they just been at the seminary. Indeed, your worst and deepest and most selfish disputes have not been among us here, with whom you are only moderately acquainted, but among those with whom you have fellowshipped longer. In your home congregations, you had the right answers. You knew how to get the people in the pew to put more in the offering plate. You knew how to stimulate that evangelism board to attract more visitors. You knew how to get the 2 or 3 or 10 people who haven't talked to each other in years finally to reconcile. You knew how to operate. You knew how to lead your congregation. Even when you didn't share these great ideas with the voters, with the council, with the elders, or with the pastor, you had it right in your heart, in your mind. Only everybody would just listen to you. You had good reason to consider yourself the greatest. Repent and turn from your ambition. Instead, receive the little child. Give up your pretensions of impressing and surpassing others, because the child doesn't care. The child is upheld not because he is pure, innocent, or less sinful. The child is upheld because he receives whatever you give him. The child does not question what he is taught by his parents, or wonder if the pastor is an abuser, or wonder if his teacher will push immorality in the classroom. He trusts what is given to him, whether good or bad. Receiving the child means to give good things to the child, that is, to give him Jesus. Don't give him the jealousies and selfishness of this world. Give him the Savior, Jesus Christ. The kingdom of God does not need more leaders and operators. It does not need more who think they are the greatest. Before you develop a marketing plan to increase membership, embrace the child who is already in your midst. Recognize that he is part of the body of Christ. Do not hinder him from receiving the body and blood of our Lord. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. The child does not partake unworthily, for he has as yet little guile and great faith. He receives and believes what the Lord gives him. Thus our Lord wants to make you again like the little child. He wants to make you what you think is last and least, so that you can become first and greatest. He strips away your pretenses and self-adulation and self-deification so that you do not strive for greatness, but so that you receive him, just as a little child receives him. And in making us children, our Lord became less than a child. He became the very least, letting the Father have his way with him. Our Lord worked to become last of all and to become servant of all. He lowered himself to take on our pitiful flesh that in us is so eager to control, lead, and be great, but that in him actually did become great because it became subservient to death, even death on a cross. Our Lord walked along the way, not discussing or arguing his greatness, but bearing the lashes and beatings that were rightfully ours. Our Lord was controlled, subdued, whipped, scorned, and crucified, and in being last, worked the work that made him first. Our Lord does not argue about who is the greatest, because he shows himself to be the Great One, the Holy One. And so now the Holy One has made you again, little children, eager to receive his gifts, trusting his word and his blessing. And as you have been made little children, the least of these, so you have become the greatest along with our Lord. He stands you in his midst, takes you in his arms, and says of you, "Of such is the kingdom of heaven." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.